Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. It's your friendly neighborhood BJJ podcaster, Raf Esparza, coming to you with a live installment of Running the Gauntlet. I hope you're having a great day. And guess what? We got a great guest for you today. She's phenomenal. She's always fun to watch compete. We're going to see her very, very soon. But before we get to her. Oh, my goodness. Is this a t-shirt? Is this a t-shirt that you can buy on rafesparza.com/merch or grapplinghour.com? Yes, of course it is. This is a Grappling Hour merch t-shirt, baby. You get one of these by being one of the best guests in the world or by going over to the website, becoming a huge fan. Now, this belongs to somebody because there's actually a note here. I write those to the people who buy them. So just so you guys don't get it twisted. Yes, we do put in nice little notes, and you get one of those too if you order and you go on over that way. So the t-shirts are $25, the hoodies are $45. You get a combo of them together, and it is $60. That's some savings if you do some math, if you're good at math. So go check that on out. If you guys like what we do here and you want to see the interviews that I do, which by the way, I just did two more this weekend, trained with one of the guests. Really, really fun. They're local guys, and we have some people who just won some things that we are in talks to right now, actually. So be very, very on the lookout for that sort of stuff. But yes, if you want to go on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/grapplinghour, see our interviews 30 days before anybody else, or for a few extra dollars, you can see the following segments. You can see extra bonus content that we film with the athletes after we do the interviews, such as topics that you are pitching about steroids or the other athletes they've competed against that they liked the most. Or these are the ones we like. We just filmed two new tape studies where we sit down with the athletes who have either fought or have had grappling matches that we liked, and we show them to you guys and we learn something together. And this is the most popular one for whatever reason. It is a segment where people roast my competition footage. Now, granted, there's one where I just got highlight reeled and not my favorite moment, but guess what? I'm going to monetize it because fuck that shit. So if you guys want to see that segment, you have to pay for it. So go ahead and check that on out. That is at, patreon.com/grapplinghour. Last two things, like, comment, and subscribe. If you don't know what you want to comment on by the end of the video, we will give you something to comment on. And very, very finally, let's just say this. Super stoked to say, if you want to continue the conversations we have here, go on to the Grappling Hour Discord. That is at Grappling Hour. So I'm seeing a lot of you show up right now. If you guys are joining us for the very first time, you don't want to see this ugly face. You want to see one of the best competitors out there, an active competitor, an active beast of a competitor, and a good friend of the show. And I'm so happy she has come back on the show. So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back one Alex Enriquez. How are you doing, Alex?
Hey, what's up, Raf? Doing great. Thanks for having me again on the show. Super excited about this.
Yo, I'm super excited for you to do this because I pitched this to one of our friends and I said, you know, Alex is a friend. I think she'll do the show. And his reaction, he goes, no, she'll crush it. Like, she's not afraid to like say whatever is on her mind. And I go, you know what? She's funny too. Like, I don't know how many people know that, but like, you are funny.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I try to be, but I feel like I just make a fool out of myself. But
so the way I think of it is, if you're trying to be funny, sometimes it can look inauthentic, right? But I think what happens is your natural demeanor is just funny. So what ends up happening to me is when you're not trying to be funny, I just think, oh, damn, like, she had the perfect response to that. And it's the things that make us connect more as athletes or as people who interview athletes, I should say. It always makes me laugh because I go, oh, she said something that I would 100% say if I was an athlete too. So I think that makes me laugh profusely. So Alex, I always offer people the opportunity to give me one topic. And you were telling me off air, you're like, hey, I don't really have a topic to bring to you. I just want to ask you right now, by looking at these topics, are you nervous about any of them?
Yeah, like, I don't really understand what some of them might, I like, don't have an idea of like what some of them could be, like middle, road home. I don't know.
So here's the good news. These are sometimes we call them the buzzwords, if you would, or the topic generators. And the purpose of them is to somewhat be misleading. So you may think you know what it is, but sometimes I throw a curveball. Sometimes it's right exactly what you think it is. So here's the good news, though. And this is a way to kind of game the system. If you know you're going to get swerved, just be ready with whatever you think is the funniest answer to fill 60 seconds, because we've had people go on a filibuster on something that had nothing to do with the topic. And I go, well, you don't get points for this, but we did tell people I may give them rankings. Like they were handed a promotion ranking where I'm like, you know, you're not quite blue belt yet, but we're working our way to stripes.
All right. Well, I'm competitive, so I'm going to definitely do my best.
That part I knew. Do you play a lot of board games or stuff like that?
I used to actually with some friends. Yeah, we would have like game nights. So I feel like those went pretty well, I suppose.
Think of this almost kind of like Jiu-Jitsu MMA, Cards Against Humanity. So there really isn't a wrong answer here. It's just what's the best answer. So before we get to the board, I do want to ask you this. You have stuff coming up. So we're going to see you at trials this weekend. So how has prep been for that?
Oh, great. We're at the point now, like where we're a week away from trials. So it's more of like we're starting to slow things down. We're in kind of like a recovery period and just making sure the body stays healthy. Some like shorter rounds, shorter, more intense rounds just to stay sharp and the timing's there. But for the most part, we're like just kind of calming everything down. We've been in the camp for probably like 10 plus weeks. You know, I've been doing my weight cut for like 6 weeks and I'm doing feeling great right now. I'm already, the weight is already where it should be. So it's going to be easy. I'm excited for the weigh-ins. After that, eat my, you know, my tradition pho after weigh-ins. If it's night before weigh-ins, you know, that's my secret power is eating pho, refueling with pho. And then, you know, Saturday and Sunday, you know, it's Saturday, it's time to go to work. And I'm excited. I'm excited. This is going to be my first tournament actually of the year. So yeah, I had some time off January, February, recovering from some injuries. So I'm excited to like, let people know, like, hey, I know there's been a lot of tournaments going on, but don't forget about me.
I hope that's exactly the way you were coaching this weekend at Naga, because I liked that when I looked at the photos, like, you know, we keep up with you here. And one thing that 100% caught my eye and made me laugh, and I wasn't sure if I screenshot it, so I'm trying to see if I have evidence of this that people would understand. But there was definitely a moment that I saw on your social media where I could see you were coaching at Naga, but the first photo I saw of you doing it was of this. And so it looked like you were telling the referee, like, where's the 2 points? And I just go, yeah all right.
That was definitely what happened there. I try, you know, as a coach, I've been on that side, and you know, I have to vouch for my athlete. I got to make sure my athletes get their points.
This is the best thing I love about competitive people, is that there's no way they're not going to sit on it. Like, there's no way they're just going to sit there and be like, I really wish that was two. Like, without saying a word, hearing a word, just seeing the photo of you quietly staring, dead stares. That
is like, I'm like waiting.
This better happen, or else you and I are going to fight. Is what
it looks like. It isn't peace be with you. It's giving my 2 points.
I was just, it made me so happy, because the other part I know in my head, you mentioned this is your first tournament of the year. I was wondering, is that when the juices start flowing, when you're like, all right, it's been long enough. I need to be back out there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was trying to set some things up like late January or February, but they just ended up not happening. So it just like more time to prep, more time on skill development. So it was good for me. It was kind of nice because we had such a busy year last year, like almost every month was like 1 to 2 or more tournaments. So it was honestly quite a good break for me to kind of relax and also like recover from such a intensive year. So I'm feeling ready.
I like to tell people it is the hardest thing to tell people who are in like fifth gear, first gear, whatever it is, like a gear that cannot be stopped, that it's like, you know, this is a strategic decision to chill for a little bit. Because nobody wants to hear that. They're like, I want to go back out there now. Like, I feel ready. I can go out there. And it's like, we're going to say wait. And people go, fine.
Yeah. Listen to your coaches.
You got to listen to your coaches, kids. So I'm stoked to hear that. All right. Well, we're stoked to see you. You'll be at ADCC Trials this weekend. And selfishly, I'm stoked to have you back at Subversive. You know, every time we mention we have you on the card, I'm super stoked. Not just because you're great at jiu-jitsu, that's a huge part of it, but because you're one of the easiest, most professional people to work with in the sport. And I can't tell you how far that goes as being a guy who interviews or produces events. It just makes you root for these athletes all the more. So it really, really is a huge thing for us to have you back. So I'm stoked to see you back soon.
Thanks so much, Raph.
All right, Alex. I've given you enough time to look at the board and kind of start figuring things out, but the only way to know is to just play the board. So I'm going to have you start. Where would you like to start at?
Let's start with disagree.
Disagree. I'm just going to go random. All right. Disagree it is. Your prompt. This weekend was the IBJJF Pans. In your opinion, how do we de-incentivize or punish teammates who close out at Pans?
Ooh, closing out at Pans, that means I'd say, well, they already do this, no points or no ranking points. And like, it shouldn't be allowed straight up. Like, I think they should just fight, you know, that you have to make them fight. And if they both don't fight, double DQ. And then maybe let whoever was before them, they end up facing. So. The people want to see people scrap, you know, regardless of teammates or not. I mean, I fought my fiance at semifinals of ADCC trials, so you guys have to fight too as teammates.
That's right. You know what? Thank you for bringing that up, because legitimately I wrote this question out forgetting that did happen for you. And I want to say I was smarter and I actually thought that one out, but you definitely have put down effort, blood, sweat, equity. You have faced your partner. I think you're one of the premier people to ask that question to. So by accident, that was actually genius work by me.
Yes. You just know where to put it.
I do. So the way this works is I'm going to go give a response to that in a second. Before I do my response, I want to point this out for you. What do you think about the term gentleman's agreement? Because whenever I hear that, I always think like, okay, so these dudes just gentlemanly agree to not do this. Like, do we need to change the term? Do we need to make it like more like ownership? Because now that I'm thinking about it, you know, they always say, oh, it's a dude's term, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, no, actually, it sounds like the dudes carry the blame on this one.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have to coin it something else so they most likely won't agree on it, you know? They're like, oh, no, we have to battle it out or else we'll be called, like, not gentlemen.
Take away that. So, all right, let me go ahead and do mine version of this real quick. So that'll take us back on over to disagree. All right, so let's take this off of you and go back to me. All right, on this one, here's my thoughts. IBJJF, we want to root for you, but you make it so hard sometimes. I don't understand why we can't just get behind one of the most prestigious events. And instead, when we hear the term gentleman's agreement, all of us think, like, what are we here for? From a TV term, you don't see two people make it to the Super Bowl and go, friendship. That's not going to happen. It doesn't happen in this sport. People don't show up in the UFC and go, you know what? That dude's one of my best friends. I can't fight him. You remember what Dana White says about that shit? He's like, hey, fuck you guys. You're going to fucking fight for me. So think of it like that. Whenever we say like, I could never do this to my friend. Well, guess what? You're going to learn how to. Here is my solution. They can't do next year's Pans or Worlds. I think you do that, you have to take a year off. Fuck you. I don't want to see you back there because that just means you'll do it again. And that's the only way I feel like these folks will actually learn something. Alex, I ask you this. Is that penalty too harsh, or do you think that it might actually change some people's opinions on how they would play that game?
Yeah, no, actually, I don't think it's, I think it will make incentivize people to, to fight. And, unless they want to just skip out on major on a major, I think it's a good solution.
Thank you. Now,
The
I don't know if you watch the show. It's on NBC Peacock, the streaming app, but they refer to it. It's called The Traitors.
No, I haven't.
Okay. If you're going to get into a reality show, competition show, here's why I love this show. Allow me. So, what they do is they get all these reality stars from different shows. I don't love that, but whatever. The format is it's playing the game Murder. Now, maybe you played this on a bus or with some friends, but the idea is they pick three people to be traitors, and their whole purpose is to murder people in silence so that everybody in the group doesn't know who the traitors are, so they're always trying to guess. So then there's a they do like these challenges where they raise money and the pot keeps building and building and building. The idea is whoever makes it at the end gets it. The problem is this. One, they do banishments every night. So that means they try to banish people that they think are traitors, but a lot of times are faithfuls. And the more faithfuls you vote out, the more the traitors start to win. If there is even one traitor at the very end of the show, the traitor gets all the money or the traitors get all the money. Now, here's where it gets interesting. There have been some seasons where people get to the end, and as they get to the end, they're all faithfuls, but they still vote out other people because they're playing the game. Because they go, ooh, you know what? I don't want to share this money with this girl because she was dumb and she actually was not good. But they're like, yeah, I think she's a traitor. And they're saying that, like, wink, wink, I just want this money. So the reason I bring this up is everybody's all gentleman's agreement. Everybody's all pals until you then put in that extra thing. Like people might go, like, yo, I'm gonna shake hands. We're gonna gentleman agree this. And then you put that little turn where you go, cool, you guys cannot participate in Pans or Worlds this next year or season. And watch them go, that guy's a traitor. I'd like to vote him out and take the money, please.
That's exactly what's gonna happen.
So that's my one little pitch here. And this is why I was just sitting here. But the problem is, I say it as not an athlete. And I wanted to pitch it to you because I go, you know what? Alex, I think, has the right temperament. Alex would be honest with me and tell me, like, yo, Raf, I don't like that rule. If you really didn't.
Yeah, no, I'll be honest, straight up. I mean, everyone's always so worried about hurting other people's feelings, especially nowadays. I'm not one of those people.
Yeah, no,
So,
I think we're
sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
I mean, that's the nicest part about it is legitimately remembering. I go, yeah, if anybody tried to explain a gentleman's agreement to you, you'd just be sitting there like looking at them. Sounds rough. Did you have to go home with that person?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All right. Where would you like to go next, Alex?
Let's do list.
List it is. Okay, heads up. Be ready for this one, okay? Okay, here we go. And I should put the camera back on you so you'll have a couple seconds back. I'm actually going to reset the clock here. All right, your prompt. You have a brand new student who asks which jiu-jitsu instructionals to watch to build the perfect game. What are the five instructionals you tell them to watch?
I flip between those two. Actually, I like Gordon's a little bit more, less, it's more direct, than Danaher's, any of their systematically, like stuff like that. Actually, if you're just starting, Bruno Frazado's bias because my coach, but also his guard retention, DVD on bottom. I think it's one of the most important things to do as a beginner is learning all the guard retention and all the defenses. So I'd say last to anybody else who's doing any defensive instructionals or basic instructionals.
Okay. Those are good. I was, you know what the funny part is when I put this question together, I legitimately thought of it like this, where I was like, you know what? I had to seriously think. I was like, does Alex have an instructional yet? Because that's 100% an opportunity to lay up and just be like, oh,
I should have just said it. I didn't. I did. That
bye.
was on me. I was like, you know what? When I was just talking about defensive instructionals, I was like, I have a defensive wrestling instructional. I should have put myself up there.
But you know what?
I
That's the
just saw
reason.
the clock ticking down. I was like, oh, panic, panic.
You know, legitimately, people don't understand what it's like to be under the gun until they're in there because they see the time winding down. They're like, I had a point and I don't remember it now. And I've got 20 seconds
Yeah.
left, so it better come back. Yeah, it's 100% something to put in there. Okay, I'm going to try and do this because here's the problem. I'm going to be honest with you. Even though I know these questions, I don't try to answer them out. I try to answer them in real time. So I
Yeah.
only have three. We're going to see if I can come up with the other two on the fly. So this is
There you
full
go.
disclosure. This is like host telling you, no, let's see what happens here. I'm not even sure. So we're going to see how it goes when I play this game right now. Okay, we're talking five different instructionals right now. All right, I'm going to think out loud, so stay with me here. I think you want to start off with Gordon's. I think that Gordon's whatever system, they all sound the same. Like, that's the dumb part. The only one of Gordon's I wouldn't say is you, me, my revolution, blah, 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 whatever he called that one. It sounds like a Jane Fonda fitness workout tape. And I think that's the dumbest name he's ever come up with. So start with Gordon as a base. Then I think you go with Lachlan for half guard. I think he
Oh,
develops a very
good.
solid half guard for you. And I've actually stolen some tips from it. And it's very, very helpful. I think you go for movement with Rotolos. I think even if you can't replicate their movement, it's good to know when somebody has that intensity to it, some secrets on how to reverse it. Then I'm going Gary for escapes. And you know what? Here's what we do for wrestling, escapes, and defense. I'm going with Alex because guess what? My wrestling
Hell
sucks and I need somebody to help me out on that.
I appreciate you. Yes.
Listen, you know what the worst part I recognize is, especially when I'm rolling with wrestlers, they just know how to compact me so that I forget how to Granby. Like, I don't know what it is. It's like I'll get to turtle and I know I'm like, I need to, before they even get set, you need to Granby out. You need to at least sit out if they're going to a front headlock. Like, there are things that are rational. That maybe because I haven't drilled them enough, like I just freeze up and I go, shit, I'm here for a second now.
Yeah, they just ride so heavy on the hips a lot of the time. They know how to ride heavy on top, so it feels like it's just like trying to move yourself is like moving them too.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing is you have to almost flow into it in order to
Yeah.
make it a continuous motion. And my thing is, I'm very good when I can reset and like let's say I get to guard and I get a second to reset, then I kind of know where I'm going. It's when I get to that point where I'm like, oh, I didn't wrestle, so I don't just move. I kind of like I counter off of people well and I go, uh-oh,
Yeah.
this didn't work. They have some time to attack me, and this is actually very bad for me. So I noticed this. I had a guy who I trained with this weekend and a good solid wrestling base. And he was definitely able to stop a couple of things that I was doing. And then I go, I should probably try now.
I
I
should
should probably try a
move.
little harder, you know?
There
And lo and behold, I did much better after that. And to the
you
point where I think I stopped a couple of takedowns and I was like, what? What? I thought you were a
Oh, yeah.
wrestler. What? Take
I
that.
know who's the
Well, I didn't say that. I should have, but
wrestler
I just thought at first, I was like, anytime I stuff a wrestler's takedown, I'm like, yeah, take that. And they're like, you gonna reshoot on me? Nope. Just stopping you. That makes me good at this one thing. So,
Right. I already got the win. I don't know. That's 1-0, buddy.
I'm so glad that Alex is on my side here because that's 100% what I say when that happens. It's like, you didn't score either. And I was like, yeah, but you didn't, which means you lost a point. So, womp womp.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. I think we did a pretty good job on doing that. I think now that you've taken out list, I think the rest are a little bit easier, in my opinion. So I think
Oh, nice.
you hit the hardest one. But there's a little bit here that's still kind of it could trip you up, but I think that was the hardest degree of difficulty. So tell me where you'd like to go next.
Let's do middle.
Okay, speaking of
That the
one that
second
could trip you,
hardest?
I was like, that's the one that might trip you up. So let's see where we go here. All right, going to middle. After months of wondering where she might be, Kate Middleton finally appeared in a video. Who in jiu-jitsu or MMA is the equivalent of someone who disappeared that you wonder about regularly?
Oh my gosh, the disappear. Oh wow. Yeah. I have to think about that. Man. Who's been MIA recently? Oh my gosh, I'm running out of time. Who's like, well,
you have a thought, you gotta go with it.
Yeah, I'd say Tammy or Tubby, Alekhine or Tammy Musumeci, but that's only because I know they have like one championship contract, so they probably aren't allowed to compete for other people. But yeah, I'm just thinking of like the girls, you know, just because thinking and who's gonna come back randomly at West Coast.
So wait, I like that yours is a functional answer where you're like, wait, I want to know where she's been because I've been keeping eyes on who's been signing up and I have not seen her.
Right, exactly.
I tell people this all the time, where we had a guy, I don't know if I had told you this story or not, so apologies if we had, but we have a wrestling coach. He's very solid. He's very good. And he's relatively newer to jiu-jitsu. And he had told me, he was like, hey, man, you know, I had pitched to him. I was like, I think you should do ADCC trials. I go, of all the tournaments, like, if you have wrestling background, please do this tournament. Mm. And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm definitely interested. And I go away. He comes back. He goes, hey, man, I signed up for ADCC trials. And because he's newer, nice. I thought he might do intermediate. He's like, no, I signed up for advanced. I was like, all right, you're a big boy. You can decide. I know it's just advanced has some killers in it. And I was about to say, I was like, what weight did you sign up for? And I was thinking, he weighs about 195. So I was thinking like, hey, man, I would go on the higher weight. And he goes, I actually signed for 182 or whatever it is. And I go, And he's like, I signed for that weight. And I go, uh-oh. And he's like, what
he's like,
mean,
I'm going to cut some weight too and go into all the.
That's the thing. Him cutting weight, not an issue to me. Who he faces when he cuts weight, that is who I start to think about. And I tell him, I go, well, you want to know something? He's like, what's that? I go, I'm going to interview somebody who's in your bracket. He's like, who? I go, I'm going to go interview Bobby Winther. And I go, and there's a real chance I might be coaching you if you ask me to. But Bobby's the homie. And now we got to talk about it. And so we're in the middle of the interview. I tell Bobby this. Winther is the nicest human being in the world. But he just looks at me and he goes, oh, my God. That's so great. That's awesome. And I go, you're the only person who would say that's awesome.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome.
And he just goes, but I told him, I go, Bobby, what if? And I go, big what if? I go, we have to have a gentleman's agreement, a gentleman's accord here. I go, I couldn't in my head shake your hand, then go sit against you, like, without talking to you first about it. I was like, how do we stand? He's like, oh, my God, you can totally coach against me. That's totally cool. Also, I kind of wish you didn't tell me because that would have been even funnier, man. And I go, you're insane. Like, I like the fact that that's what it was. So he told me this, but he goes, he's like, how did you know? And I go, oh, I look up all the brackets. I know who's in what. And he goes, yeah. I go, yeah, I'm not good at this. I go, but I'm very strategic, so I know who's where. And I go, I would have told my guy to go up because he would have out-wrestled the shit out of everybody. I go, but
yeah, I was about to say.
Like, I was like, in your division, he's got you, Andy, Chambers. I go, for coaching scenarios, they're completely different things. Like, you and Andy are not the same way to coach. I go, you and Chambers are not the same way to coach. You're all different, like, bombs that go off in different ways. So I'm like, so here I am, and the dude's like, who am I going up against? And I go, Jesus Christ, the fucking gamut of Batman Rogue Gallery, dude.
Yeah. Just the level of like athleticism and technique, like at that weight, compared to like if you already had some like big wrestling advantage at the higher weight, your movement will probably be.
you're saying what I'm saying, which is, are you sure you don't want to think about that bigger weight, dude? Because look at how they wrestle.
Right, exactly. And they just, like, I don't know how long your friend's been training, but maybe just, like, have some fun with it. I don't know. Just go out there, not have to worry about weight cutting.
My apology. It was the ADCC Open. I want to make sure I was crediting that right. But yes, we did have all those monsters in it. But it just made a great story for me and Bobby where I was like, hey, bro, is this cool? And he's like, oh, dude, I think it would be so cool if you were coaching against me because, like, that would be so fun. And I go, it would, like, if you coached against me, I would really grudge against you forever, dude. Like, I would be really mad at you, honestly. I go, even as it is, when I've competed and I've gone solo without a coach, I've had people sit in my coaching chair that because of my relationships with people, I don't trust them. Yeah. Like, I just think like they're here to roast me and instead of help me.
Just not telling me the right thing.
Like, I 100%
gonna lead me into the sub.
I'm so like, do you really mean that for me or is that for him? And they're 100% trying to help me. But because I know how much people give me shit, I go, oh, yeah, I don't expect people are going to show up on my side. So I would say that is that one right there. Let me give you my answer on this one just to maybe see if you agree with this human being. So I'm gonna go that way. I'm appreciating the fact, Alex, that you were giving the answer for the ladies, but I'm thinking of somebody who I miss dearly. I haven't seen this person in ages and it bothers me. Because they were a big part of our upbringing here. They were a big part of the verbal tap into grappling hour sort of launch that we were doing. And it sucks because there are days, people still make memes about them. I saw one go up just this week that said, hey, if I get a heel hook and don't shred that person's knee, did I really serve Eddie Cummings well? And I have to tell you this. Last time I saw Eddie Cummings was, I believe, December, let's say 2017, 2018. I think it's 2018, 2019, somewhere in there. And he legitimately came up to me and he was like, hey, Raph, how's it going? We did a quick interview. And he goes, man, I just want to let you know, I'm keeping up with everything you do. It's so great. So, Eddie, if you're watching this, where the fuck are you? We miss you, bro. And come do the show again. God damn it, dude. It's been too long.
Oh my gosh. As soon as you finished, the timer went out, I was literally just thinking, you know what? What happened to Eddie Cummings? I was literally going to say it for you. So, man.
It's legitimately like every once in a while, I get people who ask me because I have told them that story and they go like, oh, so you know where he is. And I was like, I don't know shit. I just know same time, same place. We ran into each other for a heartbeat. And he said this wonderfully nice thing to me. And then he like vanished back into the background. And I go, no way, come back. I still have to learn your shit. So
yeah, he's like, OG. Like, I feel like he developed the leg lock system that that Danaher uses now.
And I have to say this. I feel like there's such a modern game that is credited, maybe not even as much credited to him as it should be, but he was highly influential. And then for him to just kind of like chill, be away. Okay.
He's like,
And that, I guess maybe he doesn't need it. And if he does need it and he's keeping it pretty low profile, I mean, mission accomplished, dude. I've probably seen more photos of Bigfoot than I have of Eddie Cummings in recent.
Right, you're right.
But yeah, I wasn't sure if you would agree on that one, but I was like, you know what? I think we both answered the way we were supposed to. I had a former guest that we missed dearly. And you're like, yo, I'm checking out all these baddies in my category. And I want to know where you at. Where you at? You signing up? All right. Where are we going left? We have three here left.
Let's go predict.
Ooh, okay. I like this one. Here we go. Alex, your prompt on this one is ADCC trials is this weekend. Give me one prediction that you are absolutely certain will happen.
Oof. Me winning the 55 kilos.
Yes.
That's a room for me.
Talk your shit. Talk your shit, Alex Enriquez.
That's right. Yeah. That's just the only way it's going to be, you know. I'm ready. Last time, Say Marie won East Coast, and then she won West Coast. I feel like it might be a trend with the females, you know? If you win the first trials, you win the second.
Because that's the thing. You didn't do it by accident. That shit happened for a reason, and You know, Brianna's the shit. You're the shit. I would love to see that happen too. Now, here's the thing. I should probably qualify this. Hold on. I realized what was happening. I got too excited. Whoever wins will end up getting an invite on the show. But let's be real. One, you're on the show now. Two, you've come on the show when you've won. So that means we have an inclination to root for you. Three, we're talking about even after your last performance, I thought you looked good. I thought it was a great, like, hey, you should already be at the dance, but rules being what they are, you got to do it again. You got to climb the mountain again. I just feel like for you, you're in a good space. And I have to tell you this. I had a feeling that would be your answer, but it was definitely my answer. So now you're making me have to come up with a new answer on the fly. I can do this. But I there was a part of me that was like, I don't know if she's going to go real and be like, yo, me? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? What's the wildest prediction? I got me winning again by domination. 100 points to zero. That's what I want. So now I'm sitting.
Let's go.
Hey, listen, if you got 100 points in 3 minutes, I will literally high five. You know what? Dinner's on me. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. Did ADCC rule set too? Yes. Oh my God.
Or it takes 30 seconds to get 2 points. Yes. Yeah. 100%. So, okay, let me see. I'm not going to give myself time. I just have to go straight into it. All right.
Yeah, you're stalling right now.
Listen, I've done an IBJJF. You know what? I was about to say, I've never done an IBJJF tournament. I was about to say, I was like, I've tied my belt at an IBJJF tournament as well. Like, yeah, I know. Hold on.
Give me the 30 seconds. I need to catch. Do a lap. Right. Do a whole lap.
Here's the thing. I will cut my time down. I feel like that is fair. So, let me make sure I'm going to predict. Okay, predict off of camera, off of you, and back onto me. For whatever reason, it's not letting me change the camera, though. So that's getting weird. Let's go to camera A. There we go. Okay. I've got 40 seconds here. Well, my pick was going to be that Alex Enriquez was going to win by domination again, but guess what? She took that answer, as she should. She is Alex Enriquez. So here's what I'm going to tell you guys. As much as I want to say this hurts me because I hate this happening, I feel like 25% of the people are going to go off the mats. Now, I don't know how we can compute that or how we put that into a fraction or any of that sort of shit. I'm not a stats nerd in that way. But if we start to look at it, now you have opened the gauntlet to all of these goons who want nothing more than the opportunity to go to the big dance. So you're screwing yourselves by making this dumb rule. It's the same thing as the gentleman's agreement, although we consider it a badge of honor. So, womp womp. And don't call me when the lawsuits happen. I tried to warn you guys. And that's for the audiences as well. Boom. Take that. Yeah, I had it. You know what? That was my backup one. I just couldn't remember what it was. I was like, wait, it's in there.
What was I going to say? No, I'm hoping it'll kind of be like East Coast Trials where there's carpet off the mat. So, you know, I'm fully prepared.
I know who I'm talking to here. I am not talking to someone on my side on this one. I know if shit gets rough, Alex is going to be looking for her way. You probably already have it mapped out. You probably have already drawn up plans where you're like, actually, here's me. That Here's is the game plan. Here's the table. We're going all the ways like this.
So. There's the opening. Just go run all the way home. Boom.
Meanwhile, there's a part of me that hopes that you've gotten Bruno to be like, Alex, this way. Toward me. Yeah. And be like, no, it's fine. This is the table. Put them through the table. It's fine. Here's the thing. I've said this before. The biggest culprits are the biggest friends of the show. So it would follow a perfect trajectory if all of a sudden somebody's like, did you see what Alex did? Yeah, I knew she would. It's all right. We'll talk about it later. And I'm like, you know what the dumb part is? I can't say shit until the very end. Because if you get what you wanted, I can't tell you it was a bad thing. I just go,
right, yeah.
Happened. She got her ticket to ADCC. Every competitor she went against went through a table. That's cool.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, I don't wish harm on my opponents. Afterwards, I'll be like, I'm sorry. But during, it wasn't me. It wasn't Alex, it was Patricia.
There's nothing better here, Alex, than you saying, I don't wish them harm. You're the one doing it. And you go like, I mean, I don't wish them harm. You're like, oh, is there a good way to go through a table? Is there a good way to go through that sidewalk there? So listen, you do whatever you need to do to punch your ticket back. I'm not going to comment on it. What I can't promise you is that during the live broadcast, it is highly probable you will see me doing a lot of this where I'm like,
yeah,
she won. That's fine. It's fine. Because that's what ended up happening with every one of the dudes who did it. Especially like, dude, Cody Steele, a friend. What am I going to tell him? Be like, fuck you, dude. You can't do that. It's like, well, I mean, it's entertaining to him. And now right. I would tell you it's probably like if they had bullet points for each of these grapplers at trials, one of Cody's would just be will suplex on the floor. Like that's his number one attack if he was a Street Fighter character.
It'll be like listed on there at least 3 times. The same thing.
And it would be submitted by him. He's like, you know what? Forget all my other stuff that I'm good at. Just I will suplex you on a floor is what will happen. Which, by the way, one of the guests that I was working with this week, he actually got suplexed in a really dope way. Like somebody hit him with the suplex, but he ended up in mount from it. And it's one of the wildest fights I've ever seen live. And I just remember telling him, so we watched the fight together and he goes, I hate this moment, man. And I go, dude, you won the fight. Like, I get that it sucks. He goes, nah, man, it goes deeper than that. Like, I'm a wrestler. It's just when wrestlers get suplexed, it's not okay, man.
Yep. Like, it's like you just got your wrestling card taken away from you.
And I just told him, I was like, well, here's the good news. I'm not going to suplex you when we roll. Like, I don't think I'm capable of that sort of a thing. I go, but it did look hella dope. And you still won. He goes, right. But that's not what the clip says. And I go, dude.
That's not what the clip says.
Like, you need to get out of your feelings, dude. You have a W on your record. I don't know what to tell you. So, all right. 2 questions left. Where are we going now, Alex?
We're going to do Mark and we're going to leave the road home.
Okay.
On the last one. It makes sense, you know?
I think you're right. All right, Mark it is. At the UFC this weekend, someone was bitten in the middle of a fight. Tell us, what is the wildest thing that has happened to you or someone you've seen at a competition?
Someone I've seen. Probably hasn't been to me. And it's probably more embarrassing than anything, but like someone like crapping themselves, you know?
No,
That's always like not the way to go, and it's so embarrassing. But it's just like, oh, like it happened, you know. I saw it at actually a wrestling tournament, like a high school wrestling tournament, and it's just like, oh, the singlets are so tight. So I felt really bad, and it's just like, okay, nobody wants to wrestle on that mat anymore, and now your shit has literally gone up your back.
Oh no!
It's like everywhere. I'm like, oh my god, it's embarrassing.
Can I ask this? Did a like Monsters Inc. crew of dudes in hazmat suits come out and at least sanitize the thing, or did we just go on as business as usual?
No, yeah, I definitely the sanitation, and even then, I'm like, I don't want to wrestle on that mat. Like, at all. Like, I touch the mat, I'm going to get pink eye or whatever. You know.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you need to tell me this because you know more than I do. On UFC Fight Pass, they did have some wrestling going on this weekend. And it was a big wrestling weekend.
Yes.
What I saw was, yes, there was one dude, though, that they had on there. And they started out, but I think it said shat his pants or shat himself. 2024 ended up winning. And I didn't know if I read it the right way, but I was also like, I don't know that I want the story. I'm just happy he won. Because when you described that, I was like, oh my God, you're bringing up the thing that I might have just bypassed. But I don't think it's that dude. When did you see it? Like, how long ago did you see that happen?
Oh, no way. It couldn't have been that same person. It was like in
high school. No. I'm just wondering when it happened with you. Because I once put it together, I was like, oh, I think it's a different thing. Okay. But I just want to know, for context, when did you see it happen?
when I saw it happen was when I was in high school, at like some tournaments, some open tournament. So it was like years and years ago.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. That's stuff, that'll stick with you. So that's, oh my goodness.
Right. I don't know if it, like, I don't know if you could come back from that. Maybe like after that, I'd decide that wrestling wasn't my sport. You know, I would probably switch schools and everything. Like, it's over and you just gotta move on with your life and pick jiu-jitsu instead of wrestling now.
Yeah, you have to, you know what, you have to get the FBI, give you a new identity and pick up another sport. Yeah. All of a sudden it's like Raph's doing baseball and you're like, nope, who? I don't know that
he
young
doesn't
man.
Go by Raph.
I knew a man by name Raph once, so okay. Let me see if I can give you the one I thought. I have two here. I'll give you one jiu-jitsu and one MMA. Clearly, I haven't fought MMA, so we know that this didn't happen to me. But, oh my God. Okay, now that I'm thinking about it, it's taking me back, so it's making me go. Okay. All right. This is Mark. Okay, here we go. All right. I've lived through a lot in jiu-jitsu and MMA. I've covered a lot of events. But when I first started covering the sport, I was actually going a lot to UFCs. And there is a moment that distinctly happens in my head every once in a while, especially when they play that clip over and over again. But I can hear the sound of what I recall bamboo snapping. And that would be the Anderson Silva kick that ended up making all of us throw up inside of our mouths. But see, that's not the only time it's happened. I started thinking, I was like, that's not fair. I can't just do MMA. I mean, that was a big event. That was a huge thing. We all saw it. We all lived through it. But like, I was covering it live third row for the press. One I was photographing is the Ethan Krellenstein break somebody's arm at trials, West Coast trials, that a little bit of vomit in the inside of my mouth. Fortunately, people were like, did you see all of it? And I was like, you know what the worst part is? I didn't see it as much as I heard it. And you know where I heard it from? The concession stands, because I was getting food. So then when I got to put it together with the actual video footage, I just thought to myself, oh my God, it's actually good I didn't see that live, because even still looking at that highlight that Ethan did that kid.
I can't.
Those are two of the worst things I've ever seen.
Yeah, I can't watch people like snap their bones and stuff. I like look away in like mid submission. I'll look away if I'm watching.
It's also part of the reason why I tell our guys, I'm like, hey, listen, I know you guys think some of this shit is bullshit, but I'm going to show you how this Kimura can work. And they're like, yeah. And I go, yeah, it's no bueno for some people sometimes. And they're just like, oh, yeah. And I go, yeah, this is an extreme case, but especially with my new guys, some of these new guys that I end up instructing, they come in and they're trying to fight to the death. And I go, that's not what we do here. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. This is a drill, you idiot.
All right, we're just doing technique. Stop resisting so hard.
When especially I have like these two young kids. I was like, why are you guys? I told you zero resistance. And it looks like you added a one and a zero in front of that. And they're just like, hey, man, I just want to make sure he knows it works. And I go, please don't.
Just, oh, my. I just want to see something. What if I do? Oh, my God. You could see in live rolling. Just wait. Just let him do the move at least one time. My God.
Exactly. I go, listen. Because the worst part is I go, I'm not the coach that doesn't put resistance to it. I just need them to get it a couple times. And then you can resist it all you want, because it, guess what? Spoiler alert, that's what we're doing next. So just let them learn how to do it first. So there's a lot of me yelling, I guess, as a good coach. So there is that. All right, last but not least, Road Home. I am intrigued by this one, but I'm going to go ahead and press the button. Let's see what you got for this. All right, Alex?
All right, let's do it.
Road Home. Conor McGregor made his acting debut in the remake of Roadhouse. Take one classic action film from the 80s and recast it from somebody in the current jiu-jitsu scene who would likely ruin it.
Oh, who would ruin? You know what? in the jiu-jitsu scene. Oh my gosh, this is a lot harder than I thought. Man, it's just like all these movies come into mind. I would pick something like a Nicholas Sparks movie, and then like a Nicholas Sparks movie, and then put like put Gordon Ryan as like the main character, or Nicky Rod. No, actually, you know what? Nicky Rod would play the male like character so well, probably, that we probably need to, yeah, maybe no, yeah, man. Nicky Ryan would actually play a great, like, great Nicholas Sparks. He'd be the nice guy. I feel it wouldn't even ruin it. I'm just, like, thinking of who on B-Team plus a Nicholas Sparks movie.
Listen, this is how you know I'm going to play a pretty good Hollywood producer right now. This is how you know I live in Los Angeles. I heard your idea. I know how to fix it. I'm gonna fix it at the end of my answer, but I want to try and do one where I think when you hear it, you'll understand why that's where I wanted to go with it. Because I don't know that I would pay the money to see it, but I think given what's going on, I think it would make the most sense. So let me start here. Okay, I'm gonna start seeing how many of these I can actually not mark out, because I could actually tell you guys I've got more than one. Here we go. First and foremost, if we're talking about, no, it's not Mark. It's actually supposed to be Road Home. So let's go to that one. That's how I knew. I was like, it's supposed to come back to me. Boom. All right. I'm going to make a few predictions here. First, we do Beverly Hills Cop, but we do it with Craig Jones. I think there's a complete Axel Foley. Craig Jones is in there. He won't know how to act. He'll underplay it. It might actually kind of work pretty well. So that's number one. Number two, I think we do Weekend at Bernie's. I think you do it with Danaher, Gary Tonin, and I think you do it aside. You would say Gordon, he's got busy work. He's already pre-put in a different show. I think for the Andrew McCarthy role, you actually, that's where you bring back Eddie Cummings, because you need that inner turmoil. Oh, so it's already got a story there. So see, full circle. All right. Last one before I'm done here, and then fix yours. I think you do Predator, and I think instead of that one, that's where you put Nicky Rod. You let him do the, come on, God, kill me, do it, but like not without the accent. You're gonna realize how bad it is. Here's how you fix Alex Enriquez's thing. You do a Nicholas Sparks movie, but you do it with Gordon and Fionn. And I think when you do it with Gordon and Fionn, they come from two different walks of life, and then they have to come together in the end. And it's him being the misogynist, this dude who's like, yo, you are worth of a man. And she's like, I'm gonna tell you what, I'm a modern woman, I don't need your approval. But she does it with the accent, and then all of a sudden by the end of the movie, all of a sudden they're in the rain together, he's lifting her up, and he's like, I can't quit you, I don't know what to do. And then all of a sudden they fall in love. Perfect movie that we've ruined.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. Yep. Oh my god, that's
because if we don't do it like that, then we have to do it as a Hallmark movie for Christmas, where it's like he's this dude who's chopping wood and all of a sudden being like, you know, you're actually one of the worst people I've ever met in my life. And she's like, I don't even think of you. I think you're rude and I want to get out of this town. And it's like, well, there's no trains leaving this town. Uh-oh, I guess I should fall in love. So
that's exactly, oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
That's why when you said it, I was like, oh, she's halfway there. Oh shit. Oh my god.
Who's it gonna be?
And then by the end of the movie, there'd be nothing better than Gordon coming around and being like, you know what I realized? Women are people too. Oh, hold on, I have to do the Gordon voice. Hold on. You know what I realized? Women are actually technically people too. And you know, I'm standing in front of you, Fionn, and like I realize it's always been you. And
yes, God, it's always
if I were to just, God, you know, it's so hard for me to say because like, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, I'm bigger than you and I should be paid more than you accordingly to my talent. But like, I just realized you have so much talent that goddamn, I want to pay you too.
I want to pay you too. Oh my. There's the ending. There's the,
that's how he comes back.
Oh my God. That's, oh my God. I want to pay you too. That was it. That was it.
That's the line. That's how you know they come together in the end. So, Fionn, though, I'm so sorry. I You know what? Maybe there's a reason you never come on the show, but I have to tell you, I think it's the right pitch for the movie. And you know what? Here's my request. If you do book those two in a movie, pay her more. See what happens there.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
Exactly.
she would be the draw in that world, in the rom-com world. She would be of more market value than he would, because you could fill
Oh,
him in with
100%.
anybody. You mean to tell me if you got Phelan Davies and then you had Travis Kelce play the dude, be the same movie, and guess what? She would breathe a pull for that.
100%.
Oh man,
That's
I
hilarious.
felt gross pitching it out because of how much I'm sure she's annoyed by this. But at the same point, I go, fuck yeah, no, that could work. Those opposites attract movies.
It would work.
Alex, we did do great work here today. I don't understand how, like, we are 50-50 partners on that one. So good job to
Yeah,
you. We
that's
might have knocked that out of the park in a way that I, you know what? I think that's a walk-off home run. Let's go ahead and start closing this out. Alex, I'm gonna put the camera on you. Let's do this. Tell the people where they can see you, tell the people where they can get your DVD, and tell the people what is coming up next for you.
Sweet. Yes. Go if you don't already follow me on Instagram at aenriquez218 or my jiu-jitsu brand at Atlanta Jiu-Jitsu on Instagram as well. Catch me at West Coast Trials this weekend when I win the 55 kilo division and submit my spot into Worlds, and then couple weeks later, back to that CJJ combat jiu-jitsu action over at Subversive April 13th in Anaheim, California. That's gonna be fire, and you guys won't be disappointed with all the action that goes around. But just wanted to thank you again, Raph, for having me. This was a super fun segment. I had a lot of fun with it, but thank you.
Of course, and I appreciate you. You know, we're trying something new out here. We're trying to get the folks to learn how to play something a little bit new and different. So I'm so appreciative to all of our game members of our Grappling Hour community, the guests who have come on and made these shows so great, for coming on and like taking on a new challenge. That's why I knew. I was like, oh, Alex, she's not afraid of this shit. She'll 100% come on. And the best part is that my favorite thing about this show is when the, oh no, the plane might crash look happens, where you kind of get this look, and it happens with every athlete I've done this with, where they go, uh-oh, wait, that was
Don't know
not what I was
the
predicting. What are we doing?
answer.
Oh shit. And then you just go, like, the competitor kicks in, you go, no, I got something. Hold on. Just give me this one thing. I know what I'm gonna say. So to me, I think that's the best thing in the world. So, let's do this. Alex, I'm going to see you very soon. And here's a reminder, when you win, we will book out our next interview. And hopefully, we can do that one in person. So that way, we can celebrate. But we will for sure see you at Trials next week. We're going to do a fight companion. We're going to be rooting you on over there. And then in a couple of weeks, we'll see you in person over at Subversive. So very happy for
Awesome.
you and your continued success. I will say bye to you off air in just a second, but I'm going to close this bitch out right now. All right, here we go, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I appreciate you guys. It has been a very, very fun episode. God damn, man, that Nicholas Sparks movie, that's gonna stay with me. God. You know what the worst part about that is? I pitched it, and as I was pitching it, I just thought, what have I done? This is the worst idea I've ever had. That is also the best idea that I ever had, which also might make the most money I've ever made. Check this out. T-shirts, hoodies, go on over to raphasparza.com/merch or grapplinghour.com. Get you some Grappling Hour merch. I want to see you guys wearing this shit over at ADCC Trials. I want to see people decked out in that, because we will definitely be doing shout outs during the live show and saying what's up to our friends. So go check that out, raphasparza.com/merch. And we are starting to run out of sizes. So please get in your order soon so that I can't have to tell you, or I don't have to tell you, we're running low on this, or I don't have this, or I have to reorder it, because goddamn, I don't like doing that stuff. So get in real quick and I make sure I get you guys your stuff. Other things to know, patreon.com. You can go to patreon.com/grapplinghour and support your boy over here. Enjoy the interviews that I do. See them 30 days. We promise four, but we always over deliver because that's how we do it here on the show. So just this month, I think we're now about to hit 7 interviews for this month. We also have 2 tape study segments, and we're going to start doing profiles on ADCC competitors. So I'm just saying, if one of our friends ends up making it over here, you might see me doing a profile on what they're good at. And that'll be a lot of fun because I get to audit 10 of their matches. I go through them. I tell you the trends that I see. And I'm basically giving you guys the notes that I write about all the athletes whenever I do profile studies. And I do these like companions because it's got to be all up here. So I'm doing the studies anyways. I might as well include you guys. So there's that. Make sure, like, comment, and subscribe. And you can tell us right now, what is the 80s movie that you would repackage with a jiu-jitsu athlete? That is in the comment section if you're watching on YouTube. And last but not least, you can join the conversations that we have on Discord, which are a continuation of the discussions we have here on the show. Ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us. Oh, by the way, go check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I forget that. We're on there now. We almost have 100 pieces of content, and I'm so proud, and here's why. Because for years, it has been hard to keep up. We make a lot of episodes, but we mostly do videos, and I'm so proud that now we have so many of those episodes that have gone up live. So it does mean a lot to me that you guys always continue to support us in all those different places. Ladies and gents, that's going to do it for Running the Gauntlet this week. Hey, don't forget, this weekend, you will see me on air for an ungodly amount of time. That's right. You're going to see me on for all of trials. So when they start, we start, which means I'd like to tell you it's 9 a.m., but, you know, I think we kind of know that sometimes they, like, start late. I mean, it's a tournament. You know what I mean? But, like, you'll see when they go on, I go on probably 15 minutes after that. Because, listen, I don't leave that place. I stay there. So we're doing them live from Newground on Saturday and live from Mama on Sunday. So you guys can catch that, and we're going to be looking for some correspondence for that piece to help me get through all of those different matches, but live coverage both days. We don't go anywhere. This train don't stop. And then on Wednesday this week, you will see me with the boys from PGF as I am your official moderator and host of the pre and post shows for PGF, and we are getting in some reps with our good friends Jake Watson and Tim Freeman from Inside BJJ. So very stoked to see my friends, and we'll have a different board and a different game for that. Ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us here at Running the Gauntlet. I thank you guys for running it along with us. It's been a great day for grappling. We'll see you back on the mats.